You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Nuclear talks with Iran will resume next week, and now President Obama is renewing his call for the release of Americans Iranians are holding, including a Marine veteran. The story from USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
Amir Hekmati, a U.S. Marine veteran who held Iranian-American dual citizenship, was able to call his mother from his wrongful imprisonment in Iran to say that he is renouncing Iranian citizenship.
Considering how little value the Ministry of Intelligence places on my Iranian citizenship and passport, I, too, place little value on them and inform you, effective immediately, that I firmly renounce my Iranian citizenship and passport.
In 2011, Hekmati went to Iran to visit his grandmother when he was arrested by Iranian officials and charged with being a spy for the United States. Initially sentenced to death, the sentence was converted to 10 years in prison for cooperation with U.S. officials. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Radio News.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple guitars on sale. Buy any new Fender guitar, bass, or amp and score up to a $100 promo gift card. Get the lowest price guaranteed on all Fender Strats, Teles, Jaguars, P-Basses, amps, acoustics, and more. Grab the Squire or Fender gear you've been dreaming of and get your promo gift card at Guitar Center Stratathon. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
More than 130 people are dead and 300 others injured after a pair of mosque attacks today in Yemen. ISIS is claiming responsibility. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says officials are investigating the claims.
We're still investigating to determine whether or not there are actually command and control structures in place that may provide some evidence to substantiate the claim that ISIL was involved in these attacks.
Shiite militias are now in control of Yemen, and this development may further destabilize the country. The chairman of a House committee investigating the deadly 2012 attacks in Benghazi has formally requested that Hillary Clinton turn over her email server for an independent review. South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy sent a letter to the former Secretary of State claiming a third party should determine what records should be made public. Clinton has pledged all her work-related emails would be made public, but acknowledged deleting thousands of messages related to personal matters. Clinton has said the server will remain private. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online as 328 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
If you feel like you've missed something today, it isn't your imagination. People all across Europe, North Africa, and Northern Asia watched a partial solar eclipse, and a few lucky sky watchers on remote islands in the North Atlantic saw a total eclipse of the sun. Americans will get a chance to see a lunar eclipse next month. An eclipse of the moon will happen on April 4th and again on September 28th. The next total solar eclipse in the U.S. will be in August of 2017. Today marks the start of spring, and it's a day to be happy. The United Nations is dedicating today as the International Day of Happiness. While the U.N. is asking people around the world to celebrate by nominating a song that makes them happy, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he has no doubt what happiness sounds like.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Switching our car insurance to Geico was pretty exciting.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Unlike the United States military, serving in the Israeli Defense Force is mandatory. USA's Russ Jones is in Israel and reports patriotic pride is evident throughout the nation.
A majority of Israeli citizens have served in the IDF. National military service is mandatory for all Israeli citizens over the age of 18. Sarai Feng in the Israel Army Reserve is a paramedic.
That's my obligation for my society, a part of my obligation. Part of being a citizen in Israel is taking a part in this job we have of protecting ourselves.
Feng first entered the IDF when she was 17 and has chosen to continue to serve her nation through Unit 669, which specializes in rescue and evacuation.
We're all going to the reserve or doing things back home for the families of the people that are going to reserve. And it's all a part of knowing that no one will do it for us.
And defending itself is nothing new. In recent days, Israel's army says it's prepared for a possible attack on soldiers and citizens from Sinai-based Islamists. In Tel Aviv, I'm Russ Jones.
A Des Moines woman stepped into the shower this week to help ease the discomfort of stomach pains. She emerged holding a newborn. It turns out, instead of being 12 weeks pregnant, as she believed, she had 12 weeks left. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 8:06. Time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. We're at 30 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies in Flemington. Calm winds. Going to be warmer than yesterday. It is March 16th, 2015. Mostly cloudy and a high of 57. Winds west 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance of a shower late. A low of 42. Winds light and variable. Rain showers early tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day with overcast skies later in the day, a high of 54. Chance of rain 60%, winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy skies 39, sunshine and clouds mixed 47 on Thursday. On Friday the 20th, rain showers in the morning, steady light rain in the afternoon, a high of 43. And mostly sunny skies on Saturday, a high of 53. It is 31 in Reddington, 32 in the town of Clinton, 33 in Phillipsburg, 33 in Alexandria, 31 in Lambertville, 31 in Hopewell, and 33 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunter. That is Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming in live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse and Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Tribe. My job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air, we're the only 24-hour talking and radio station in the nation. Produced by a Chamber of Commerce, we're all about Hunter and County. Little Pirates of the Caribbean, or Caribbean, however you want. Film director, Gore Verbinski's birthday today. He's 51. It is 8:08. Welcome to Monday. Good morning, Hunter and HuntChamber.com. Hopefully everybody had a great time over there in the town of Clinton having St. Patrick's Day parade. We're in the beginning of a new week. Warm weather today, mild weather. Anybody find any snow around? No, you don't. There's none out there. It's all melting away. Some little piles now. Most of us are starting to look at our dormant grass, and soon it'll be green. Every day is going to improve. Piece by piece. Time by time. And we'll be on with it. It is 9:09. Let's check out our traffic report. See what's going on our Hunter County roads. HART.com, HARTTMA.com sends me my alerts via email. You can get them via email or tweet. They can't send text messages because given the amount that they send, it's considered spam. So they don't want to do that. The only thing I have at the moment is that the construction scheduled to be taking place on Sand Hill Road in Flemington, where they're going to put a new traffic light for Hunter Medical Center. That has been rescheduled. That was planned on being done last week and this week, and it's been rescheduled now to the week of July 6th. So Sand Hill Road at Westcott Drive, full closure is now rescheduled for July 6th. So don't have to worry about that until another couple months. That's it right now. Safe, sound, smart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. All right, time to look at what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com for today. I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30. We'll talk to her about the markets and where their trajectory is headed for this week after the jobs report. The euro seems to be down, so Europe still continues on a bull market tear, and the United States markets seem to be in a volatile period because they're pretty much keep bumping up against the highs, their all-time highs, and people, as soon as they see that, sell, and it causes some volatility. At 10 o'clock, it's Megan Jones-Holt here with the Rotary Hour. And Megan has a guest. I'm going out to our Facebook page, to get all the information. We have been having quite a little bit of a bump in communication with HuntingChamberRadio.com, and we are got a lot of folks who are posting now, so I can get you all the latest information. Megan will be on from 10 to 11. First annual Makers Day taking place on Saturday, March 21st, and so she'll be talking about that. At 11, it's Chef Bill's Table. Bill Kinslow is the executive chef over at Jake's on Route 31202. He also runs a Hunterdon County Polytech class, and he also helps run the cafe every Tuesday on Hunterdon County Polytech, where they serve a different set of tasting meals over there. Mr. Gary Malgieri, who does the Hunterdon Food Scout, had guests on talking about the various menus that take place over there and how that all helps the students learn restaurateur and entrepreneurship. So check that out and go out to the Hunterdon County Polytech website and find out the latest meal. Of course, this Tuesday is St. Patrick's Day meal, and there's more than just corned beef and cabbage, so check it out, and you get to eat all of it. It's small portions, but when they give you portion after portion after portion of all these various succulent dishes, you'll be full, no doubt about it. At noon, it's In the Aisles with Sue. Sue Lang Saponara comes over here from ShopRite, talking about the healthy foods in the aisles at ShopRite and how to cook them so you eat better and you enjoy it more. Mr. Richard Gerstner is here. Richard G. is filling in for Music by Dave. He usually has some guests on, kind of a mini As I See It. Larry Cartwright is on with his award-winning show from 2 to 3, Mental Health Matters, helping people overcome the stresses and the challenges of mental illness for the individual patient and their family. Hot in Hunterdon with Georgine Trinkle is on. She's going to have Nicholas Polita, Esquire of Norris McLaughlin and Marcus, and he'll be here at 4 o'clock talking about how you can make a difference by getting involved in your local community. So that's Hot in Hunterdon, and Georgine brings up the latest viewpoints, topics, and headlines that are making news in Hunterdon. And in a two-hour show with Ruth Ann's Celebration Hours, I have to put an S on there, Ruth Ann, she's going to have Witness Gospel Group on Hunterdon Chamber. Third time's a charm. They've tried this two other times, and snow has intervened. I got some good news, Ruth Ann. There's no snow in the forecast, so you're good. So from 5 to 7, the Witness Gospel Group will be on a very special two-hour show of music and interviews. Tune in and be blessed. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page is where I'm getting all that information, and our Twitter handle. We tweet all that on Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon. HuntingChamber.com. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. We'll be right back.
All right, a little Al Hurt today, helping me with BrownieLocks.com. Celebration observances for the week and the day. See where we are. It's the 16th. Turkey vultures return to the living sign. Talked about that at Canastillo, New York. The vultures come back to a grove, and that's the sign of spring. National Rattlesnake Roundup. American Council on Education finishes up tomorrow. National Yo-Yo and Skills Toys Days. American Chocolate Week. That's something to get into, isn't it? Campfire USA Birthday Week. Health Information Professionals Week. We got the Hunter Medical Center on the air today. National Animal Poison Prevention Week. National Button Week. National Inhalant and Poisons Awareness Week. Termite Awareness Week. International Brain Awareness Week. Shakespeare Week. Flood Safety Awareness Week. Act Happy Week. No. Be happy, not act happy. Welderly Week. We have Boomer's World on Fridays. Wildlife Week. World Folk Tales and Fables Week. And for today, Freedom of Information Day, it's Curfew Day, it's Goddard Day, it's No Selfies Day, St. Erho's Day, Welderly or Welderly Day, and Lips Appreciation Day. St. Erho apparently is a Finnish version of St. Patrick. Apparently he, with his loud voice, was able to scare frogs away or drive frogs out of Finland. So that's the St. Erho. All right, celebration observances for the week and the day. Al Hurt was talking, was playing Sugar Lips, and that's Lips Appreciation Day. Pick something, get involved. I think National Chocolate Week is a pretty easy opportunity there for you to participate in something today. All right, let's go on to some vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from NJ. No, it doesn't come from NJ.com. I see I'm in a pattern here. It comes from Opposing Views. Now, normally I try and highlight on my show local community articles. And I do have some that are worthy of being included in the vitamin C segment today, but I don't think there's anything that passes up this. So I feel like I have to highlight this one because I think it gives you some perspective that we got some kids, teens, who get it. This article was posted on Opposing Views by Martise Batarags on Friday, March 13th. And it says, Wisconsin middle school basketball players walk off court to defend classmate with Down syndrome from bullies. Three middle school basketball players recently came to the defense of a cheerleader who had Down syndrome, who was being bullied by fans in the crowd. The incident happened at Lincoln Middle School, located in Kenosha, Wisconsin. During the basketball game, Miles Rodriguez, Chase Vasquez, and Scooter Terrian noticed fans bullying Desiree Andrews, and the trio decided to defend their classmate, the Week reports. Chase Vasquez told TMJ4 in Milwaukee, quote, "The kids in the audience were picking on D, so we all stepped forward," unquote. After they noticed more players gathered around to support Andrews, who is in eighth grade. Rodriguez, who was 14, told Kenosha News, quote, "We were mad. We didn't like that. We asked our sports director to talk to the people and tell them not to make fun of her," unquote. The boys have befriended Andrews since the incident. They often walk her to class and now call the gymnasium D's house. Andrews said that the gesture was, quote, "sweet, kind, awesome, amazing." Her father, Cliff Andrews, said that he was unable to choke back tears.
when he thanked the basketball players for their act of kindness. School spirit at Lincoln Middle School has increased following the event, with students focusing on inclusion and kindness, the New York Daily News reports. Quote, "It's not fair when other people get treated wrong, because we're all the same," said Terrien. "We're all created the same. God made us the same way." There's nothing more I could say about that. That's exactly the way it's supposed to be. The only real quirk is these are middle schoolers who normally are viewed as being the bullies, the ones that pick on one another constantly. So those three basketball players have it all figured out. And that's why that is vitamin C for today. All right, time for some celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
From the oldest jockey almanac, Isabel Allen is 13. From grown-ups, Madison Riley's 25. Percy Jackson and the Olympians, Alexandria Daddario is 29. From The Social Network and Get Smart, Felicia Terrell, 36. Vanity Fair is Sophie Hunter, she's 37. Model and actress of Baywatch and Shallow Hal, Brooke Burns, 37. Lars and the Real Girl, Water for Elephants, Paul Schneider, 39. Hunger and the Frankenstein Theory, Joe Agender is 39 as well. True Blood, Tara Buck, 40. Model, actress, and Love Actually, Apocalypse, Sienna Goldberg is 40. The Mentalist and Rambo, Tim Kang, 42. Actor and iRobot, Alan Tudyk, 44. 30 Rock, Judah Freelander, 46. Lauren Graham is 48, from Gilmore Girls. Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Gore Verbinski, 51. He was the director. Jerome Flynn is 52. Game of Thrones, Another World, and Fried Green Tomatoes, Gary Bosaraba, 56. Ray and Norbit, Clifton Powell is 59. Pro Football Hall of Famer Ozzie Newsome is 59. He's the general manager of the Ravens. Heart singer and guitarist Nancy Wilson, 61. Golf champion Hollis Stacey, 61. Armor and the piano teacher Isabel Hooper, 62. Wolf and the Cider House Rules, Kate Nelligan, 65. Chips, Eric Estrada is 66 today. Alias and Titanic, Victor Garbo is 66. Singer and songwriter of Mr. Bojangles, Jerry Jeff Walker is 73. Television game show host of Love Connection and the original Wheel of Fortune, Chuck Woolery is 74 today. Film director of Last Tango in Paris, Bernardo Bertolucci is 74. Comedian and television show host, The Colgate and Comedian Hour. And just a host of other things, including the former Muscular Dystrophy Association chairman, Jerry Lewis, is 89 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday, celebration, or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. It is 8:25. We're going to take a break. News, weather, and Michelle Heide is up next. Hang on. Good morning, Hunterdon. HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The congressman who represents the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson hopes voters will completely overhaul their city's government.
If they get enough signatures on a petition to recall the mayor, then another election will be set, and I will go about educating the voters.
On ABC's This Week, Congressman William Lacey Clay said he thinks next month's municipal elections offer an opportunity to start fresh. The Missouri Democrat also endorsed the idea of getting rid of the Ferguson Police Department if necessary. A Department of Justice report released earlier this month found patterns of racial bias in arrests and of fines against minorities. Six city officials have resigned over the report, including the chief of police. Police in Los Angeles are hunting for two people who shot two LAPD officers. Investigators say the officers were sitting in an unmarked car and were wearing street clothes when they were shot in a residential neighborhood Sunday. They say it appears they were intentionally shot. This is USA Radio News.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, mourn and win.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Community activists stand outside the Brooklyn McDonald's, the site of last week's brutal beating of a 15-year-old, to announce a major initiative.
We know that there's a problem with regards to lack of programming, lack of funding for resources that these young people can plug into. So what do? We engage those people that have that access already.
Community leader Tony Herbert announcing the One Family, One Community initiative to raise money for after-school programs, youth mentoring, and college scholarships. He says they're at a crisis point and have to do something to help their kids.
This was the call. This is the call to action to say enough is enough.
Community leader Tony Herbert says the kids are surrounded by negativity.
Young people don't have positive images in front of them. They get these dumb reality TV shows, the violent video games and video and the music.
A suspect in the shooting of two police officers in Ferguson, Missouri last week is now in custody. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder tells Fox News this arrest could bring some closure to residents.
What we suffered Wednesday night was a savage attack on civilization itself.
This is USA Radio News.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
A powerful Senate panel is reportedly looking into claims that a U.S. nonprofit is donating to the campaign to defeat Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday. The Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations is said to be mounting a bipartisan investigation after the One Voice movement got publicly funded grants from the State Department. Former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Liz Cheney tells Fox News that One Voice is playing favorites.
They are now working hand in glove with this Victory 2015 organization, which is dedicated to electing anybody but Netanyahu. They say that they are not supporting any particular candidate, but they want Netanyahu out.
The report comes after Netanyahu told Israeli TV that, quote, governments want to help the Just Not Bibi campaign. Liz Cheney tells Fox News, Fox and Friends, there's no excuse for the U.S. to help remove Benjamin Netanyahu from office.
That organization freed up other money to be able to go against Prime Minister Netanyahu. So the U.S. taxpayers should not be funding an effort to oust the leader of our closest ally.
Bluebell is issuing the first recall in its over 100-year history. Company officials say there's a potential listeria problem in some of the frozen snacks, including the Moo Bars, cotton candy bars, and Sour Pops Green Apple. The products have been removed from the market. And, speaking of ice cream, Dairy Queen is having a free cone day today. The company is celebrating 75 years in business by giving its customers a free ice cream cone. Anyone looking to grab some ice cream can head to any participating store and get a small, soft-serve vanilla cone. good times. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is 8:31, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're at 32 degrees right now in Flemington. Warmer than yesterday. Today is March 16th. It's partly cloudy and it's calm winds. It'll be mostly cloudy today and a high of 57. Winds west at 5 to 10. Cloudy and a slight chance of a shower tonight late. Low 41. Winds light and variable. And rain showers early with overcast skies later in the day. A high of 54. Chance of rain 60%. Winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. Wednesday the 18th. Partly cloudy and a high of 39. Intervals of clouds and sunshine 47 on Thursday. Friday the 20th, cloudy with occasional light rain in the afternoon, a high of 42. Saturday, clears out, mainly sunny skies, a high of 54. It's 31 in White House Station, 33 in Lebanon, 33 in Alexandria, 32 in Raritan, 32 in Hopewell, and 33 in Kingwood. Good morning, Hunter. Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Michelle Heide is on the phone with me doing the investment update. Michelle, Warren Buffett's giving out ice cream cones.
I know, nice.
Isn't that nice? That's pretty good, man.
That's pretty good. I know. I have to go find one of those places. Yeah. Find one of those locations.
I don't know where there is a Dairy Queen in the area. We've got to find one. But
Exactly. I know there's one up Route 31 in Washington.
Okay.
But they didn't look like they were open yet because we went skiing yesterday up at Tony Mountain and you ride past there, and they didn't look very open yet, but I don't know.
Well, there you go. Free ice cream cones if the store is open. It's a caveat. Nice.
Exactly.
It's still advertising no matter how you cut it. So.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Sweet. All right.
All right. So let's see. I left Joe to give the market update on Friday, and what did he do to the market?
That was me. That wasn't Joe. That was me.
Oh, that's right. It was you. All right. It's Monday. But, what you do in the market? But actually, it didn't end up as bad as it, had looked at one point during the day, even though we ended up right across the board. And part of it had to do with the fact that we had, some mixed economic data last week. We had continuing strength in the U.S. dollar, lower oil prices, and we had the Fed meeting coming up this week. So it just made folks a little bit cautious in terms of, going long into the weekend and even into this week. I have a feeling the next couple of days until the Fed meeting opens up, people just kind of be, kind of floundering back and forth. Because if you take a look at it, it's now, according to those quote-unquote experts out there, there's about a 50-50% chance as to whether or not the Fed changes their statement, including the word patient in it.
Okay. really? That's what we're betting on now? Whether they're going to change the word?
Pretty much what everyone's betting on. Pretty sad, right? We also do have quarterly options expiring this week. So that tends to pick up a little bit in terms of some of the short-term volatility. So, you're hearing more and more about, the fact that the U.S. is, obviously has done quite well in year-to-date. It really hasn't done much of anything from the start of the year, mm-hmm. but that more and more, quote-unquote experts are suggesting, maintaining the importance of diversification, especially including international components, emerging markets components, and things like that, because those have really gotten beaten up and battered, especially some of the emerging markets areas, and that, if you have a long-term horizon, they might be a better bargain than some of the companies here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's interesting from an investor psychology perspective because, even though we've been in such a global economic environment for quite some time now, people still get nervous when you mention incorporating international investing or emerging markets into a portfolio.
Sure.
But then once you explain that it actually does, pare down the risk
mm-hmm.
over time, they get a little bit more comfortable with it, but it's, it tends to scare people a little bit. Although then when you put it like, you want to put all your eggs in one basket, they're like, well, no, of course not. Well, if you put everything just in the U.S., you're sort of putting everything in one, country's basket.
Right.
So like I said, I have a feeling, even though it looks like, according to the mini futures, it looks like we'll be opening, you know, pretty decent in the green. Like I said, I have a feeling leading up to the Fed meeting, and I think that wraps up either Wednesday or Thursday, you know, people will still remain a little bit cautious from a short-term perspective.
Wow. All right. It's just, yeah, with the Fed coming up again and the manufacturing data, yeah, I'm with you. Where there's different levels of international investing, though. You know, you don't necessarily
right.
have to invest in a specific company. You can invest
right.
in a
right.
currency.
Exactly.
You can invest
right.
in a currency. You can invest in an index fund. Germany seems to be paving the way in Europe right now, doing probably the best it's been in quite some time.
Right.
You have, and if you go out there and look, it's not too hard to do a quick search and look for ETFs now that are a basket of companies that are associated with a country. So you could have Japan, you could have Asia with Japan included, you could have Asia without Japan included, you could have South American stocks, you have the BRIC, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, which was supposed to be the four leading international, that was years ago though, but that was the four leading international up-and-coming economies. So there's plenty out there, and when you start to diversify using those, you're spreading your risk out there. But you still have to look at after you pick a particular index or an ETF, you still have to look at the major holdings.
Right.
Because
absolutely.
It might turn out that you're buying an American company in a with a
right.
you know, it's still listing in another country. So got to do a little more homework than just saying, oh, I picked my ETF, I'm ready to go. So,
Absolutely. And like I said earlier, if you take a look at year-to-date performance, for all those S&P chasers, you know, that's pretty much down year-to-date. But if you have a diversified portfolio, which includes some international components to it, you're actually up probably at least a couple percent at this point. So,
all right.
Just kind of, yeah. But again, lots of good ETFs out there, but you always want to make sure that you look under the hood to know what you're holding.
Yes.
To make sure that, you know, you just don't have a bunch of funds that all own the same thing.
Yeah, it sounds good when you got all those funds owned, but then it learns out, yeah, you've been investing in the same thing just by different managers. So
exactly.
You got to do a little work, or you got to call Pat and Heidi Associates. They'll help you with it, or they'll do it for you. That's the whole point.
Right, exactly. Absolutely.
What does Michelle Heidi do on St. Patrick's Day? Or did you have your St. Patrick's Day celebration already?
You know what? We, you know, way back in the day, well, way before kids and stuff, we used to actually go into New York and check out the parade and everything. But lately, usually we'll do, you know, on St. Patrick's Day, nothing spectacular, but we'll usually, some sort of green food will be part of our meal.
Green food. Nice.
Not quite sure what it'll be.
Spinach.
This year, I guess I should think about that since St. Patrick's Day tomorrow.
Green food.
And then my husband's birthday is on the 19th, and my mother-in-law's birthday is the 20th, so everything kind of gets all wrapped up in one. So usually the cake ends up having just some sort of green icing on it somewhere as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you wear green?
But, I usually do wear green, actually, so that reminds me. Now I know what I can wear tomorrow. I don't
all right, you're already, it's already picked for
pull
you.
Out my green shirt.
All right, very good. Awesome,
right.
Michelle. Thank you so much. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.
Thank you. Sounds like a plan. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heidi from Pat and Heidi Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. The Something's About Money team is made up of Pat and Heidi and Associates staff, including Joe and Michelle, Tony and Jeannie. So they're on 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington, huntingtonbureau.com. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington, huntingtonbureau.com.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high. Then he'd lightly touch down. Mr. Bojangles.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the back pats. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only. To give. Come into any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving. And join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
All right, it's time for Business with Al, with Mr. Al Ward, independent columnist of the Hunter County Democrat, on the line. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks.
Do you have your glass of Guinness ready for tomorrow?
Absolutely.
There you go. Well, before you get the glass of Guinness, you got to hoof it on out to Dairy Queen, because they're giving away a free ice cream today.
Ah, freebies are always good.
They...
You know, that's I've been exploring in the column various ways that businesses promote themselves.
Okay.
Giving away freebies is a good one.
There you go. So you go on.
Or having a sale, but there are many other ways that businesses promote. They hold fundraisers, sponsor sports teams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hold events open to the public or whatever.
Sure. Sure.
This we have been looking at that in the column over the last several weeks, and this week I was concentrating on businesses that partner with other businesses to hold an event.
Right. Now, it makes sense that you should probably not. Would you choose somebody that has a similar business as yours and have a? It's a comparison, or would you pick dissimilar type businesses?
Well,
there you go.
Whatever makes sense.
Whatever makes sense. Whatever drives the customers to your door.
Yeah, I'm sure the Dairy Queen will experience some good traffic today.
Well, they partnered with the weather, and it's 57 today, so hopefully people will go out there and get that ice cream. So, who did you speak to that is putting on events that make sense, so we can get some good ideas?
I talked with Karen Aversano. She is a financial planner with Edward Jones down
okay.
in Lambertville, and she is partnering with Larry Finkelstein, who heads up Transition Management Associates, also in Lambertville,
mm-hmm.
and they're putting on a retirement planning workshop.
Okay.
The two of them, a two-hour talk fest with questions and answers and so forth, next Thursday, not this week, but next Thursday, March 26th.
Okay.
There at the Lambertville City Hall, but the two businesses coming together to talk about retirement and all the challenges that will be an interesting way to partner with each other and make sense for the public.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of questions that people have, and you have to use some type of charts to figure out what the average lifespan is and what your expenses are or typical expenses are.
Or whether you're going to continue working. A lot of people are choosing to continue well past retirement age and stay active. And frankly, I think that's a great idea.
Well, you do that. So
I've done that. I'm headed toward 80 next year.
And you're rolling in dough because of it.
I wouldn't say that. But I don't think they're going to do a lot of charts at this session. It's more an informational thinking session.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you've considered continuing employment,
right?
And health issues and budgeting and financial strategies you might use without getting into the weeds of each individual, but in general. But it's a good way for two businesses to come together and partner. Mm-hmm. Finkelstein works with all kinds of organizations, small and large, including family-run businesses, of course. But he helps clients take their business to the next level, concentrating largely on personnel and organization.
Okay.
So, and everybody knows Edward Jones and what they do.
Sure, sure.
Which is
financial.
Bailiwick.
Financial planning and investing and IRAs, that type of stuff. Yep.
Yeah, so the two coming together can talk about all kinds of issues. Including the focus of this session, which is on retirement and retirement planning.
Okay.
Whether it's young people or older, it doesn't matter. You need to start planning for retirement when you get out of college.
Oh, without a doubt. As soon as you have some type of discretionary income, if you are not putting some of that away, you are falling behind.
Because you're doing a disservice.
That's right.
Long term, you need to start. And as there's an ad on TV now that shows a bunch of dominoes falling, and it looks like $3 doesn't make that much difference, but it can add up over 40-year period if you're in your 20s or 30s.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. So the point of your first example here is two businesses, a little bit disparate focus, but coming together.
To present a session that will draw attention to them, of course, as well as be helpful to the general public.
And so the general public, personal and or professional individuals and businesses could go in there to learn about what they can do for themselves or what they could do for their employees.
Sure.
So great stuff there. All right, so everybody's coming together, and that's next Thursday. That's not
next week, 10 days
from now or 11 days from now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can go to edwardjones.com or transitionmanagementassociates.com and follow it from there.
Okay.
You have to register to attend. They're holding it at the Lambertville City Hall in a conference room, and there's limited seating. So, anyway.
Okay. So that's good.
It's not all about retirement, though. I talked to Carol Beta. Everybody knows Carol Beta. She runs Heartstrings in Clinton there by the river.
Okay.
On Main Street. And she is in her 39th year.
Oh, my.
So her store has been in Clinton forever.
Yep. She's seen a lot.
Yeah. She concentrates. The store, of course, is all kinds of home decor, jewelry, women's clothing, baby and toddler section.
Okay.
There's a section she calls the Gilded Nest, which has all kinds of embellishments for art projects, ribbons and papers and so forth. But I talked to her because she partners with a potter. What is the potter's name? Nancy Albin. And runs ongoing altered book art seminars sessions.
Okay.
these are hands-on things that people take an old book and turn it into something else, an art project.
Oh, all right.
If you don't know what altered art is, go do a Google search and you'll get 10 million. It has become quite popular in the last 10, 15 years.
Now, do they suggest picking a book that you really like and you're enhancing it, or?
No, you're picking a book that
you hate,
done with.
You're done with.
And you're going to tear it apart and turn it into something else.
Okay.
Which you can do all kinds of things. You can make pockets in the book or make pop-ups or glue the pages together.
Mm-hmm.
It's endless creativity by regular folks, not just artists.
Neat.
But these, Carol says these sessions are quite therapeutic for the people who attend, and she holds them, I think they're three times a week, Wednesday afternoons, Thursday evenings, and Saturday mornings, she said.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
To accommodate different schedules of different people. But the people come and they do their thing, and they go away with something they have created.
Wow. She sells some of the accessories that are going to go in this book that they're making.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Neat.
Yeah. Well, you can bring your own book, or I would assume she has books that you can use. I don't know. I've never torn apart a book.
I don't know. I think I'd have that initial tear, I think, would be tough for me.
Dog-ear a page of a book. Keep your place. You put a piece of paper there or do something else.
Yeah.
And I have a respect for books that started very early in my life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, as a writer and reader, sure. I wouldn't doubt that one bit. So.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I've told you in the past, I've had a long, 50-year interest in American glass manufacture in the 1800s.
Right.
I've collected a lot of glass and ended up with some 300 reference books on glass, and I would no more turn one of those into something else than I would fly.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So we got that little event going on up in Clinton. That's therapeutic, as you said, in addition to being an artist. So.
Yeah.
Plus, that's kind of cool.
People into the store and helps both the potter and the store.
The potter. See, it's interesting that a potter is working with the books, but that's interesting. And I'm going to go back to the old adage that takes place with the world of grocery shopping, and that is one of the reasons that you have to navigate all the things that are in the grocery store is because the longer they keep you in the store, the statistics say that you're going to make more purchases. So from a business perspective, and for those of you who are going there to enjoy this little event, from a business perspective, the longer you keep somebody in the store, in your business, chances are you could be making a sale. So
they'll pick up things and buy them that they otherwise might not.
Right.
Yeah, ShopRite is a good example. They have nutritionists who come in and